A new Siena poll shows citizens haven't budged. Half of all New Yorkers still see Governor Andrew Cuomo in a favorable light. Siena pollster Steve Greenberg.
Governor Andrew Cuomo right now is viewed favorably by half of New York voters, 50%. He's viewed unfavorably by 42%. That is identical to his favorability rating from September, completely unchanged, 50 to 42%. It seems that Governor Cuomo has reached a new plateau. Over the last several months, his favorability rating has hovered around 50. His unfavorability rating has hovered in the low 40s.
The governor's performance rating has also been staying the course. 41% of those polled continue to believe the second-term Democrat has been doing a fair or excellent job. 58% rate his job performance as fair or poor. Greenberg says the numbers have remained consistent over the last several months, prompting a tweak to the survey.
What Siena did this month is we asked voters how they think Cuomo is doing his job on a variety of specific issues. So on an issue like improving New York's economy, only 35% of New Yorkers give him a positive job performance rating compared to 63% who give him a negative job performance rating. When it comes to reducing corruption in state government, 23% of New Yorkers, fewer than a quarter, give him a positive job performance rating compared to more than two-thirds, 69%, who give him a negative job performance rating. He gets a 68% negative job performance rating on improving the quality of public education in New York. He gets a 64% negative job performance rating on balancing the needs of both upstate and downstate.
The poll shows New Yorkers by 59% to 33% support the gun control law, the SAFE Act. By 62% to 35%, voters support Cuomo's proposed minimum wage hike to $15 an hour. Common Core is another story. The issue has dogged the governor since its introduction. Last month, Cuomo announced a newly appointed education commission to address problems with Common Core.
As a parent, I believe our education system tests our students too often and for too long. And we should relieve the unnecessary pressure on our children that detracts from the time spent learning. There is no doubt that tests or assessments have a role in education. I understand that. But I think that the number of tests should be reduced.
Greenberg says New Yorkers haven't changed their minds. They're unhappy with Common Core.
Only 21% of voters say that Common Core standards have improved public education in New York. Nearly twice that number, 40%, say Common Core has worsened public education in New York. Another 21% say it's had no impact.
There's a link to the full Siena poll at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.